Ecom.com.
Should never be undervalued. There is some significant value in getting some sleep.
Isn't there, Mark?
Wonderful stuff.
Did you sleep well?
Like a unlit log.
Well, I've never heard that one before. I've heard the sleep like a baby. You slept like an unlit log?
Or a petrified frog.
I don't want a rabbit trail to start the program, but I am kind of curious what the heck that analogy.
Basically, I was like a stone. I really slept good, 6 straight hours without even a glimmer. And
anyway, we are rested and ready to begin another broadcast day here. And by the way, we spent the last couple of days talking about the Freedom Club and that effort, and one of the benefits is. We want to take this hour each day, as well as the final hour of the Common Sense Club, to have a conversation with Freedom Club members. We're trying to engage these folks in the news of the day, in the issues of the day, and make sure they're guiding us. So, Freedom Club members, especially those of you that are new to the endeavor, has been a core group that have been part of this some for better than a year, and it's when the idea first started, and we just continue to see month after month after month more of a need to stand up together to join the discussion. So here's the telephone number to call us this hour of What's on Your Mind, which is 855-200-1776. What's on your mind, Mark?
I'm just wanting to focus this great energy of 250 people that have already committed, 50-plus committed Freedom Club members. This is a tremendous group in great pockets of intensity, like in the Bakken, and moving towards that meeting. I've been starting to plan about the December 3rd meeting in Tioga at 7 o'clock Tuesday night at the Farm Exposition Building.
What's on my mind is just how much I love our listeners, how much I love the people of this part of the world that are so passionate about faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise.
Many of them took another step. Over 200 of them took a new step in the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And now we know who they are, so we can say, listen, we're going to go over here to such and such sponsor and have a visit, whatever that sponsor might be. It's powerful.
And I talked to one person last night who had some questions, and in the hustle and bustle of nearly 40 hours on the air nonstop, you don't get to answer every question. But His concern was, I like to give, but I don't want to give and have it be public. I don't want to list somewhere. I don't want, And I think we're all a little concerned, especially because of the current administration about.
Right. And they've showed how they like groups like ours. We're like a Tea Party on steroids,
But folks that join the Freedom Club are known only to us. And, again, some folks that joined, obviously we took the time to thank them. Others asked to be anonymous, and that's fine too. But now that we move forward, it's your free will, right? I mean, we're not asking you to do anything that you're not comfortable doing, and you certainly don't publicize the list or connect that to
Well, remember, we refuse to bow our knee to the IRS for the Freedom Club. This isn't tax deductible. This is people pulling together, so we don't have any reporting requirements.
Right, and that comes at a consequence because obviously the Freedom Club memberships get reported as income by us. So obviously there's some tax consequences to that, but that's okay because to Mark's point, number one, we know folks that have chosen to be part of the Freedom Club are doing it for all the right reasons. It isn't about, well, I'll give if I can get a donation or, a deduction or anything else. But also, to your point, the hoops that you engage in there and the scrutiny that now comes with that in the current administration isn't fun either. So, right. Yeah, good point.
We will never apply for a 501c3 or 4 week seated anyway, because we get partisan and we get specific about candidates and races. We reserve our freedom of press and speech.
That's very limiting. You know, you obviously could do that for a portion of our faith-based programming, and there are radio stations that do, that set up a separate 501c3 and you know, solicit donations for that, and then that 501c3 purchases programming within the rest of the shell. And there's a part of that model that we are, but it's complicated, and it's regulations.
David Barton's got like four of them.
Yeah, I mean, so it and it's very expensive to set up, you know. So you know, the lawyers get involved, and so anyway, and I don't think many people.
But we're committed to freedom. We're committed to freedom and autonomy.
Right.
We want to respect the freedom and privacy of Freedom Club members.
Exactly right. So my point is simply that. And some other people called and you know, and want to get together and talk about other ideas, including some people asking if, you know, we'd be interested in initial investment. And obviously, if someone's an investor and contributes in that way, there are, you know, a whole separate set of tax ramifications and whatnot. Completely different from the Freedom Club, though. The Freedom Club really is just about, you know, not a lot of strings, and really a community of folks that stand for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise together, and don't want to be encumbered by a bunch of, you know, rules. What you can say, what you can't say, and
right,
this bucket and that bucket.
I will speak exactly what's on my mind and heart in any pulpit or any prison cell.
By the way, a few people, some folks were calling my cell phone in the middle of this. Other people were like leaving messages and, hey, can I get together? I'd like to talk to you about some different things. If we had one of those conversations, in the middle of the hustle and bustle, you know, you don't have the proper follow through, call us. Our switchboard is 24/7 at 855-200-1776. Extension 3 is the office, and leave your name and number, and
or one if they just want a message and a call back.
Yeah, any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, folks are calling that number and leaving a message. And that's part of the reason we have it there, because we want whenever the Spirit moves you to come to a particular thought or comment or feedback or, you know, even just a little bit of a... Somebody yesterday used the term, you're a relief valve. You
right.
Know? I mean, it just...
A guy from Arizona said that.
To channel my frustration you know, a relief valve is healthy, it's helpful, and so... If we can provide that, that's great. And that's one of the reasons that you know, we get those comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I just meant if you're trying to personally contact me and wanted to get together and visit privately, as some people wanted to do in the middle of that, the best way to do that is to just call us at 855-200-1776, extension 3. You'll talk with the Marie in our office. If she's tied up, you get a voicemail, leave your name and number, and I will get back to you. I just wanted a number of people called in the middle of the swirl market. It was kind of a crazy time. So
I want to touch on 2 points about membership. The fact that we went over 250 people, members of the Freedom Club, that speaks some security. That shows solidity and strength to investors. Also, it shows that we are really have planted the seeds. All of these people want to include other people. The fact we've got a strong meeting going to be in the 3rd of December in Tioga, so we're going to go out there for a couple of days. You know, we have inertia. We've got momentum on our side that is going to push us to 1,000 members and beyond. This will happen.
That was a you know, a bold goal of 1,000 new members over a year, but I feel confident after, you know, 37 hours on the air to be a quarter of the way to the goal that we set for a whole year is awesome. And really the passion of the audience. See, you know, there's country music stations can engender that kind of passion. I mean, you like the music, you're happy about it, you put on a bumper sticker, but that was passion in defense of faith, of family, of freedom, of the free enterprise system, and It was inspiring. So we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. It was a lot of fun, for sure, without a doubt. And wanted to take a little time to chat about that. You and I can banter a little bit about the news here at the bottom of the hour. What did you think of Bill Clinton suggesting that Barack Obama ought to keep his promise?
Well, that's a man who doesn't know what is. And remember what he didn't have with that woman. Oh, I would say that Bill Clinton is living in a glass house, and he's throwing stones. It's laughably absurd. It's got to make Obama say, how is this possible? One of the most profound and notorious liars of all history is telling me to be honest, you know, it's got to be indignifying for fabulous Obama.
He said, the promise, if you like it, If you like what you got, you can keep it, is a promise young people heard clearly, and it's one President Obama needs to keep, even if it requires a change in the law. What's amazing about that is what he's suggesting, you know, is basically a do-over. It's start from scratch.
Well, that's what the Republicans offered as public policy in the first place. All the Democrats voted wrong. All the Republicans oppose this. He has pulled his whole party way to the left of whoopee on socialized medicine, and it doesn't work, and it never will.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, but that is yet another complication for the current damage control operation going on in the White House.
He doesn't care about lying. That's part of his modus operandi, but he does care about getting caught in lies.
By the way, Jay Carney, the spokesperson for President Obama, said that President Obama agrees with Bill Clinton. So now I'm really confused.
Oh, that's just that's obfuscation dissembling at its highest. This is... B as in B.
A little preview of what's on your mind coming up, and Mark's back at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jack now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Coming up on What's on Your Mind, hour number two. Next hour, we're going to chat with Barbara Vondell, lifetime Williston resident, who has a protest effort going on, kind of organizing a protest of the high rents in Williston. So we're going to try to understand her position a little bit there on that issue. Looking forward to chatting with her. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be in our 10 o'clock hour. It's Wednesday, and that means it's our talk radio town hall. So look forward to giving you an opportunity to visit with your member of Congress. There's been a lot of media coverage, especially on the eastern end of the state, about Congressman Cramer's town halls. He actually calls them Coffee with Cramer, and big story last week, front page of the Fargo Forum, and then a follow-up editorial. Grand Forks Herald has done the same, and it's bizarre to me that this is newsworthy. I mean, here's what I should say. It's sad that it's newsworthy because it is so unusual. It warrants news coverage, but how sad is that a member of Congress actually, you know, interacting with constituents in a proactive way is news? Yeah, it's just you know, it's so unusual that you know, you can't. I don't know. I scratched my head. Steve Bakken is here.
That's their job, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of sad. It's just, you know, kudos to Kevin. Glad he does it, and I don't doubt that when Senator Heitkamp reads that, she shifts in her chair a little bit, right? Going,
Well, I think it goes back to who really wants to be reelected. If you're beholden to your constituents, that lends itself to reelection. If you're not, that lends itself to one and done.
I've heard also that, you know, there's a perception in Washington, D.C. and back home that Senator Heitkamp, you know, I'll just tell you exactly how it was told to me by someone that has been at a number of different events that she's been at with other members of the congressional delegation and alone, tends to come late and leave early, is how one person characterized it to me. And, you know, that sort of suggests I really don't want to be here, right? I mean, I'll come in, I'll say my 2 cents, and I'll get out of here. And, you know, the discomfort level. And there's a certain level elitism of the Senate. You know, sort of that hoity-toity would be the word I'd like to use, that I was trying to find a more proper word than hoity-toity. And it's not just, I'm not trying to say this about specifically Heidi Heitkamp or, I mean, it's not a partisan thing, right? It's just you get to the Senate and you got 6 years, a 6 year term, and generally a little bit of distance till your next election, and you can kind of be a little up there, you know.
Now, to me, that's hearsay, and you know, we don't know full schedules. Maybe they are a little busier in the Senate, but you know, if that is the case, I'd ask why. Are you not engaged in the process?
Yeah, and, you know, you're right. But, I mean, again, everybody has schedules. I think all I'm saying is that you that's a little dangerous in North Dakota, right? I mean, if in fact that description is fair and accurate, that's dangerous. And
well,
you know,
I defend her on that just for the simple fact that I'm guilty of that quite often myself, trying to put too much on my plate to get too much done, and quite often, for all the good intentions, it doesn't work out. Is that some, you know, I look at that, at least in my own personal case, as a fault. It's a deficit in my part, and I need to reel things back. You know, I'm not going to point fingers at somebody that may be guilty of the same thing. It's just maybe it's a question of trying to do too much.
Well, here's the difference, though. You know, that is...
I'm not elected.
Exactly. You don't need votes. You don't need you know. In other words, we appreciate every listener, but I and anybody that does that in any line of work is obviously risking offending some folks that you care about. But when you're a and it's just a very unusual practice because it speaks a dangerous message to folks that are there. So anyway, we'll. Look forward to chatting with Kevin. Also looking forward to chatting about this Williston situation, and certainly empathize with folks in the oil patch that have seen the crunch on housing, send rates upward. I am very interested from our audience, before we even chat with Barbara, that, you know, what would you do about this? In other words, if you own a piece of property that because of the oil boom could rent for, significantly more than without the oil boom, Are you just going to keep the rent at the lower rate? Or are you going to, you know, let markets, let the rates be dictated by the marketplace? What, you know, I don't see a solution here other than some sort of, trampling of private property rights and people being able to charge what they need to charge.
You know, Scott, I think that a little bit of that goes back to Williston, to me, still has that boom and bust mentality. Because they've been through this before, they've been through the cycles, and there's you still have difficulty explaining to some people up in Williston that this is long term. This is steady growth, and it's going to be here for a while. And there's that latch on and grab what you can while you can mentality. As far as rent prices and housing prices, you know, we look at the examples like a Williston or a Tioga or a Watford City or a Dickinson and look at the housing prices there. I'll take that even further. You know, look to Minot, which it's a little bit different animal because of the flooding issues and the houses that they lost with that. But when you look to Minot, look to Bismarck and Mandan, you know, in Bismarck, our housing prices are anywhere from $40,000 to $70,000 inflated because of the growth in the oil patch. I'll take that all the way to Grand Forks. You know, Grand Forks has got almost zero occupancy availability when it comes to apartments and housing, and they're growing very quick. You know, Fargo's a little bit further away, but you're getting that across the state with inflated housing prices, and a lot of that's due to the oil patch. You know, we put the onus on Williston, but, you know, that's where it's exacerbated. But we have that growth and those inflated prices across the entire state. In fact, around the region, I mean, you look to Montana, and the same thing's going on in Sydney.
And what's the fix? I don't think the fix is somebody else other than the person that owns the property deciding what the rent ought to be. I mean, that's to me.
It's free enterprise. You know, it's free enterprise.
And, you know, but that doesn't. I'm not trying to be a heartless, individual and not say, gosh almighty, if, you know, you're on a fixed income, for instance, and been in a particular place for a long time, and now that rent continues to go step up. I get the frustration, but I don't understand a solution that suggests somebody other than the property owner ought to decide what the rent is. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, what's the fix? I mean, our audience is wise, so I'm looking forward to some solutions here.
I absolutely positively cringe and would never go down this road, but, you know, is it a question? Because we all feel for seniors or fixed income individuals that have gotten displaced out of, if Williston's their home and they can't afford to live there anymore, then they move. And we feel for those people, but, you know, the only solution I see is what? The state stepping in and subsidizing rent? We can't have that.
No, I mean, that's not America. Anyway, your solution's welcome. Give us a buzz at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave your answers. Be taking your calls next hour on that topic and more.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8. It's Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Some of the topics we've tackled so far in the program. Why would you have put any credibility in anything that a proven liar like William Jefferson Clinton says? Sadly, his wife is no better. Even sadder is that the Republican branch of the Democratic Party is just as believable. Well, I don't know that we've given any credibility to what...
We certainly did. We were making fun of it.
...to what Bill Clinton is saying, but the fact is a former president says it. The spouse of a presidential candidate, it is not something Barack Obama wants, right? I mean, he said it, and that's putting more pressure on him, and what he's suggesting be done would upend the president's signature achievement in the middle of a firestorm. So,
my point was, although oblique, was that here is one of the great liars of history, Bill Clinton, who, you know, even said, we don't know what is, and his refusal to admit it until he was absolutely caught. He denied specifically liar, and for him to be so hypocritical, he's not the one to come out and call the president of being a liar. You know, it's like a cannibal saying, oh, don't eat too much.
There's a visual for me.
Yeah, well.
Another email says, ignoring your constituents did not seem to affect the reelectability of Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy for years. I would beg to differ, at least on, and again, this is outside looking in. I want to give it a little, you know, a full disclosure here. I'm just telling you, there's some whispers about Senator Heitkamp. You know, again, when you come to events with North Dakotans and you arrive late and leave early, that's not something Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad and Earl Pomeroy did over the years.
No, they took the heat. Yeah. They're also really good at targeting their stance on farm issues. They were really good at working.
They were politicians.
Master politicians, and that meant facing the fire.
Now, to this emailer's point, did they very often differ with the majority viewpoint of the electorate? Absolutely, which is all the more amazing, that they could continue to get reelected, again, proving their master political skills.
And one of their major political skills was keeping their voting records that would be offensive to North Dakotans, like pro-abortion, voting records secret. You know, voting records can take down the mighty if it doesn't resonate with the constituents.
Rent prices in Williston, Minot, Watford City, Tioga, Stanley, Epping, Alexander, Dickinson, or even Fargo, writes another emailer. is simply supply and demand. When the supply is low and the demand high, rents are high. When the supply is high and demand low, rents are low. I classify your whiny guest as a Marxist. If she cannot afford to live in Williston, she should get a better job or move to some place like Zeeland, where there are plenty of cheap places to live.
Great, great places along the North Dakota, South Dakota border that are, you know, 20, 40 miles off of a main thoroughfare, but great houses, great places, great people.
But, you know, here's the thing. If I live on a farm in Ray, North Dakota, and my parents live there, and it's home, right? And
right.
It's family. And then all of a sudden, all around me is this insane amount of traffic and a development that I didn't want. And I lived where I lived because I didn't want neighbors, and I didn't have to have neighbors. And all that changes. It's easy for you and I to say, well, just move. But that's like saying, you know, pull your arm off, right? Or,
you know, I live
everything. No, I think it's fair to say there's still plenty of places where you could live in the great state of North Dakota and not even have to move that far geographically, you know, a few miles and still not have neighbors, but it's still disrupting what you had. So I don't.
Some of the older people, especially retirees, pensioners, when I lived in Tioga for a few months, and the downtown people didn't like the hullabaloo. They didn't like that there were no houses for sale at all. There were none in Tioga. There were none in Ray for a period of time. There was no places for their kids. Here's another thing that happens on farms. You might have four kids, and only one or two might stay on the farm, but they'd like to be in the neighborhood. Well, there's some legitimate grief there, but it's a powerful change, and it's an economic reality.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's a reality. What do you do about it? Number one, to me, it's as simple as getting out a legal pad of paper and saying, okay, where are the pluses? Write them all down, right? And then the minuses. And are there more pluses than minuses from what's going on? Given what's happening in our economy, given the transforming economic landscape, there's a lot of good things. Now, that doesn't mean there are not minuses, and that the way of life is different. And, you know, I've talked to people who before said, you know, I don't like me as much now as, you know, because I'm different because of all this. You know, you change yourself. So that would be in the minus category, right? Yet, is there an enormous amount of wealth and you know, the mineral rights and the, what that pumps back into the economy and what that can leave for future generations and kids and grandkids and the impact that can have? Oh my gosh.
But fear of strangers is real for everybody. Even if you live in an apartment complex, and if all of a sudden your three new neighbors are different from you, a different race from a different place, you know, I grew up in a small little rural town close to Canada, and you'd get two or three new people a year or you know, just a very small turnover and easily assimilatable.
Barbara Vondel is going to join us next hour. She's a lifetime Williston resident. And has literally taken to the streets to protest rents. She says the tipping point for her was when an Arizona company purchased the Schatz Mobile Home Park and immediately increased the rent on lots to $750 a month. And she tells a story about a little old lady sitting on her steps sobbing because she didn't have any place to go.
That's terrible.
And that rips your heart out, you know. It absolutely rips your heart out. I would hope that little old lady would have family that would say, Mom or Grandma, let's figure this out, right?
Good people of Williston, there's a lot of good people. This is so provocative, somebody's got to reach out to that woman.
And you know, there's change, and I don't get that even if people reaching out, they're still going to sob, that where am I going to go, where am I going to live?
Answer that question for their neighbors. Don't look to government for those answers.
Right. I think that's the bottom line, because, again, to suggest that whoever owned that mobile home park couldn't sell it to an Arizona company who sees the potential there. Now, again, if the Arizona company comes in and is stupid about it, and all of a sudden today they can charge $750 for lot rent, but when more single-family homes are available and more townhomes are available and the supply ultimately catches up, they might have an empty mobile home park, right? So they got to be smart about it too. But the market needs to figure all that out.
Now, the city can come up with grandfather clauses, say you can only raise rent X amount this year. Now if the lady's rent goes up, $50 instead of $300, $400, now neighbors and people in the community fund United Fund can deal with it.
But that sounds a little too New York-like, though, doesn't it, when you start talking about price controls?
It does. It does. And sometimes that can be a part of, literally a part of a... I know we had an apartment complex where you could only raise... In Minneapolis, of course, there's, again, a liberal town, but you could only raise somebody's rent like 15% in a year. And
When the government starts restricting prices that can be charged on goods and services, I get nervous.
Sometimes the very apartment complex handles that themselves. Or the community organization, the town halls group, the neighborhood says a coven.
I would see that as a market opportunity. And by the way, that's why this fund they set up to incentivize low-income housing and, different things for folks like that are, on fixed incomes and meet a certain threshold. Also, there's been some of that in some communities for school teachers and law enforcement officers and folks that are in a particular category that are employees that obviously don't make enough to pay the market rents. So there are already things like that underway. But I'd see this as an opportunity to maybe come in and say, hey, guess what? You ran here. You do your business plan, figure out the math, and we'll guarantee you no more than X and rent increases if you sign a 10-year lease or 5-year lease or what, what I mean? It's a market opportunity. But I would want the owner, willing seller, willing buyer, working that out, not a government entity.
But now think of the public relations challenge to the Arizona company. Now, they will pay a price for being too aggressive. The marketplace strikes back against outsiders coming in and doing this kind of carpet. This is called carpet bagging.
Anyway, appreciate the input and the feedback. As always on the program, a little chilly out there. Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the things on the sports side of things? But I'll while you're readying that, I'll tell you that Fargo's 28 degrees at this hour. Grand Forks mostly cloudy and 30. Jamestown clear and 35. Wahpeton clear and 28. Valley City at 32. On the Minnesota side, Detroit Lakes clear 34. Alexandria clear 27. 28 and clear in Thief River. Going to be in Thief River on Saturday afternoon for the Tea Party folks.
That's great.
Looking forward to that. Fergus Falls clear into 28 degrees down in Watertown, 29. The oil patch at this very moment is 39 degrees. Skies are clear in Tioga. Winds west-northwest at about 15. 39 in Stanley, 240 Williston and Sydney. Right now, sitting at 46 degrees under clear skies. It's nice out west. Holy buckets. Not bad at all after days. 17 before 9 o'clock, 8:43 on the What's On Your Mind preview hour. A couple of minutes for some quick sports headlines. Mark, what do you got?
Well, we got two really viable teams in professional sports in Minnesota. The Wild are only 4 points behind Chicago, the Stanley Cup champs, who they've already beaten once this year. And they played Toronto tonight. No games yesterday. Same way with the Wild, who just lost a heartbreaker out in to the Cavaliers, but they had lost to L.A. 22 straight times going back all the way back to 07. Kevin Garnett in a double overtime was the last time they had beaten the Lakers. They beat them soundly, and they're only one game out of first place to Oklahoma, who they've already beat this year. So we got two teams looking viable, and maybe the Vikings are starting to wake up. Too late, though, 2-7. They're playing Seattle on Sunday. Tonight's going to be good. Cleveland comes to Minnesota, and the Timberwolves have already handed them one shock. So I think we got some fun for winter viewing.
Yes, how about that? You're excited, aren't you?
I am.
You got a little spark on a Minnesota team in the neighborhood doing okay.
Sure,
it's kind of fun.
See, I've traveled a lot, and one of the things kept me connected to my grandfather and my to Minnesota was following the teams, whether the Twins or the Vikings, I was wherever I was.
In case somebody missed it, we had an amazing call yesterday from someone that met you how many years ago?
Oh, it was back in the 60s.
On a street corner down in...
I was singing, playing my guitar in the cities and invited me in for chicken supper, and I put on a concert for my dinner.
We didn't give that enough time. We'll tell you that story when we come back. It was pretty amazing. More on What's On Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all three nights in a classic room. $449 for three nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Like Clarence Clemons or something, doesn't it, on that saxophone there? You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, we're going to check the weather here in a little bit. It's 11 before the top of the hour. This is the What's On Your Mind preview. Freedom Club members, go to the front of the line if you got something on your mind. 855-200-1776. And question of the day, if you're this Williston resident seeing rent skyrocket, what's your solution? What is your solution? Tell me what you think ought to be done. 855-200-1776. I want to know. Here's some of, you know, you got an issue? I think we turn to Freedom Club members and turn them loose. Let them make the case. So anyway, I want to hear from you on that point. And Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here. Good time to get in now with your questions for Congressman Cramer on any issue. We invariably, is that the correct term?
Yeah.
We very often.
Invariably.
Yeah. What does invariably mean?
It doesn't variate.
Well, that works then.
It defies variation.
Yeah. It sounded like I was just kind of using a $64,000 word.
You
for
know
no
all
reason.
This stuff.
Anyway, very often we have way more calls than we have time for, and if you call in advance with your question for Congressman Cramer, we can stack them, and it just makes us a little more efficient in getting in as many as possible. Because in other words, if there's four on Obamacare or four on the farm bill, and you know we put them together, and it just works nicely. So, questions for Congressman Cramer, get them in now. And Freedom Club members, here you go. Another great opportunity for you. 855-200-1776, press 1. And Steve and I will open up the phones all across the Northern Plains in moments on what's on your mind. So I wanted to just, for folks that didn't hear this, it came towards the end of the 30-some-odd hours of the filibuster for freedom. Some fella calls up last night, and he says, my name is so-and-so, and I met a guy named Mark. Many years ago, playing a guitar for his dinner on Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis.
Right.
And that someone was you. And that was, like, in the 70s?
It was a 65.
1965.
Absolutely. I had left college to go to Vietnam. I failed my physical, and I was lost. I came back to Twin Cities, tried to make it as a musician, couldn't afford the $117 to get in the union. I did things like sell pencils and work at White Castle Hamburger and, you know, and play my guitar for my supper. And I did that from time to time. This particular person took me and fed me fried chicken. That was just great.
So, I mean, that, and that doesn't happen in this day and age, right? You don't meet somebody on a street corner, Nicollet Avenue, and say, hey, come have dinner with me.
No, it's rare, and we had a great time and connected. And then the guy turns out later on, his faith grows and grows. We had a good faith talk later on. He finds my dad's book, Who Has Stolen My Church. My dad was very concerned about the way the church turned left, hard left, and way back, and you know, liberation theology and pro-homosexuality and all this kind of stuff. So the guy was inspired by my dad, you know, and it was just an amazing that literally 50 years ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago, an acquaintance and calls up and says, "I, you know," and, you know, he obviously knew that he was calling in, and it was that Mark that...
And he'd been listening to us regularly and said, and that made me happy. He said I had the same kind of heart as I did then, you know, and there's been a lot of bumps in the road, a lot of failures, a lot of ups and downs. You know, in fact, I've had three surgeries on my voice. He probably might remember I was a tenor that did I did Danny Boy, where people would actually come to hear that song, and now it's, you know, it's no Irish tenor anymore.
Anyway, that's the magic of radio. That was a wonderful moment to have somebody reconnect. And what a beautiful title for your dad's book, too. Who Has Stolen My Church?
Yeah, and the cover was all these people sitting in the congregation looking around, and the church is gone, sitting in a meadow.
Is that right?
Who Has Stolen My Church?
That's priceless. I love it. All right, I better tell you about the weather here before we wrap up for the hour. Looks like in the valley, we're going to be near 50 degrees today.
I know it. I'm going to go swimming.
I've been shivering for a few days, but south wind at 13 to 15. It'll be windy, though. Gusts as high as 20. Tonight, cloudy, only 31. Tomorrow, mid-40s. Thursday night, cloudy, about 28 for a low. And then Friday, a slight chance of rain, partly sunny and near 44. Weekend looks great. Saturday, 45. I mean, really nice. Out in the patch, nice, too. Mostly sunny, 46 today. Chance of snow after midnight tonight, cloudy, low around 28. Then tomorrow, a slight chance of snow, mixing with some rain after 11, then gradually ending. Partly sunny, high near 41. Mostly cloudy, 25 Thursday night. Sunny on Friday and 41, and again the weekend. Not bad. Not bad at all. You know, upper 30s on Saturday, slight chance of snow on Saturday night. Right now, 28 and clear in Fargo. Cloudy, 31 in Grand Forks. Clear, 35 Jamestown. Devil's Lake, 41. Clear, Wahpeton clear, and 28, Valley City, 32 degrees. Detroit Lakes clear, 34, and Alexandria, Minnesota, 27 degrees. Thief River Falls, home of the Little Ralph, the Ralph Engelstad Arena, 28 degrees. Fergus Falls, 28 and clear this hour. Watertown is clear in 23. Aberdeen, clear into 24 degrees. Mobridge clear into 24. Out in the patch, we'll start in the west. Sydney, Montana, 46 degrees. Dickinson, 40. Stanley and Tioga clear in 39 at this hour. Williston clear 41. And Minot is 43 degrees and clear skies. So how about that? Nice and warm at this hour out there in the patch. Circle your calendar. Speaking of the patch, Farm Festival Building, Tioga, North Dakota. The Freedom Club is happening on December the 3rd, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
They said I could play a small rendition on my kazoo.
You're going to bring Mark will be the entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll have him bring a guitar, too. What's on your minds next? Give us a ring.
Nope. Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.